Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
30 agents, 20 vets, 10 rookies, and some new rules that are bound to make this season on the Challenge Double Agents the fiercest one yet. Welcome back to season two of the Believe in the Challenge podcast. I'm your host, Katie Walski. And today we have a special guest, the one and only Jacob Wysocki.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Jacob, tell everyone how big of a fan of the Challenge you are.
Oh, this is probably one of my favorite shows. It's one of the reality shows that are kind of like, it's one of the more real ones. Like, all of them are, there's some sort of fakeness to them, some more than others, but this one, I'm sure there's a little bit in this too, but I think it's one of the most intense ones, and that's why I love it.
Great, and we're happy to have you here at the Believe in the Challenge podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. And so today we're going to be talking about the new season, season 36, the Challenge Double Agents. They're bringing in a lot of old vets and some new rookies that some of them are actually have been a part of a challenge before, but we'll get to that later. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're just going to kind of go through all the cast members and talk about who we think is going to do well, not do well, you know, the whole shebang.
Okay. So this season is Double Agents, and I believe it's taking place in Iceland.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is going to be very interesting. I feel like some of these characters, well, not characters, these cast members are looking to go to paradise. They're just looking to go to a nice Caribbean island and just relax and have a vacation. I think some of them might be thrown off a little bit.
Especially during a pandemic, you know, you think you'd want to go somewhere nice.
Right, yeah, because you can't get out anymore.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to be in a bunker like last season or something like that?
Ooh, where, that would be interesting.
You know, it's not, because normally they do get these really beautiful homes with like pools and the sun.
But yeah, and they usually get to go out and hit the bars and everything too. So I don't think they're going to be able to do that with a pandemic going on.
Right. Maybe they'll just be having some home parties instead.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be a fun dynamic just to see how all of that works out. Maybe some people get a little stir crazy inside.
Well, we definitely saw that with last season. So I definitely feel like we're going to see that with this season. Mm-hmm. Now, going through, we're going to start with the people we know and love. So Anissa's coming back.
Oh boy.
And can you believe this is her 14th challenge?
I know. Anissa's she's a piece of work. She is very straightforward, which is what I like to see out of a challenge contestant. Very straightforward, speaks her mind, but half the time to most of the time watching her on the challenge, at least recently, I'm kind of get the mood is like, I'd rather you not be here.
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest fan. Just my opinion. I'm not the biggest fan. I mean, like I said, I like that she's very honest and straightforward, and that causes a lot of good drama rather than some of the bad drama, but just not a big overall fan of her.
I feel like she's, I wouldn't say given up, but definitely, I don't know if she really tries her best until she absolutely has to.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that, I mean, obviously, clearly it never takes her that far to a final because of that.
Right. And then if she does get to a final, I don't know how much she'll be able to do.
Right.
Especially
I know
with the best competition there.
Right. I know everyone's scared of that, of her to make it to a final and then being like, oh, she's on my team, or I feel bad for Anissa. But, you know, she's coming back. I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt. And
you have to respect the vets.
Yeah, respect the vets. So next is Ashley Mitchell.
Oh, boy.
And this is Ashley's 8th challenge. And
she's been on 8 already. That's insane. Because I feel like I just watched her first season.
Really? And, oh, my God. I remember her. She came out like a firecracker.
Yeah.
So when she joined the challenge.
I think that she always seems to stir up drama very early.
She does.
This one being double agents, I don't think she's cut out for it. I don't think she's going to do well this season. She's already won two.
Yeah.
If I'm correct. She's won two, which is insane. Awesome. Good for her. But I don't know.
This is something she's good at, but I also feel like her mouth tends to put her in a hole with everybody. Because I feel like she performs pretty well. She's a lot stronger than you think she would be.
Oh, she's a very strong competitor. But she's just such a wild card. More times than not, I get on she gets on my bad side. So it's more of that opinion again, where it's kind of like I'm rooting a little bit against her, but I'm also rooting for that stirring the house up. Because that's half the reason I watch.
Right. Well, you always know there's going to be drama when Ashley's around.
Oh, 100%.
Moving on, we got Corey Wharton. And this is also his eighth challenge. Seems crazy. Corey's back. He did pretty well last season. He made it almost up into the final. There was that whole emotional episode where Nelson took the L for Corey just so he could make it to the final.
Yeah. I like seeing that.
That got me real emotional.
Yeah, there's still some sort of heartfeltness and alliance there that you want to see. You don't want to you love seeing people stab each other in the back all day, but they've been pretty close since when they first started out. So I like to see that. Also, shout out Corey. He's from Michigan. He's from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, Grand Rapids.
So, always like that hometown, or at least that home state.
I know. He's a Michigander. Well, it's also interesting because this is going to be the first time he's back since his new girlfriend, Taylor, she got fired from the challenge for those tweets that came out during the whole start of the BLM movement. So, you know, I don't know if he's even going to address it on the show. I feel like he probably won't. Since it's been a minute, but
yeah, I think he might be a little bit past that. I think he might be pretty, when I say like over it, I mean, he's had some time to think about it, and but you never know. Corey's I see him as the kind of next generation, even though he already is that next generation of stars, like Johnny and CT. Mm-hmm. We're that kind of first big generation everyone knows. Corey's that second generation that is still kicking, that wants to be there. He's always competitive, but he really hasn't gotten it done.
Right.
But I didn't like him at first. I thought he was just
I didn't like him either.
Huge prick. But he's really
grown on me. He was a little bit of a womanizer, let's be honest, at first.
Yeah, he just went through the whole house.
He almost really care about playing the game. He just was hanging out for a couple seasons, and then he finally got into it.
He views it as a vacation. And then I think he's starting to take it more and more seriously.
Yeah. Since last season, he's had his second child. So, you know, congrats to them. They're still doing well.
100%. Congratulations. So he's got some more motivation.
Yeah.
I think he'll do well this year. I think.
Me too. I don't know if it'll be his year, but I think he definitely will make it close to the final.
Yep. Predicting. I think he'll be up there. Oh, I'll give my predictions at the end here.
Okay. Oh, more predictions to come later.
Ooh.
And then we got CT, which, he has the most times being on a challenge, 18.
He's at 18?
This is his 18th season.
What is Johnny
being on the show?
I think Johnny still hasn't beat, but Johnny's not in this one, so CT's he's the dog.
Yeah. CT is the OOOG for the season. Every season, I'm always shocked that he comes back because
I can't believe he's still doing it.
I feel like every season he's like, this is my last season. And then he won't win, and then he'll come back.
Well, he's probably one of my top three favorite contestants of all time, hands down. So I'm always going to root for him, no matter what. And he's at that point where he's just the dad of the house, no matter what. He's just the dad. And
I know.
People will give him shit, but everyone has that level of respect for him. That's over the top, that it wouldn't be surprising if he made it to a final. Throwing that out there.
I want him to make it to a final. I want him to be in one because I feel like it's just time.
Yeah, if he can muster out through a couple challenges, a couple eliminations, I think he's set because he's got the social game wrapped up.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone will cross him.
No, because I feel like you'd be terrified because I feel like 9 out of 10, he'll take you out.
He's he's the godfather.
In any competition. He is the godfather.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, come to me if you need anything.
All right.
So, yeah. Moving on to Devin Walker. Been a minute since he's been back on the challenge.
It has been a sec, yep. So I personally love Devin.
I also love Devin. Okay, I feel like we have loved everyone almost on this whole list, but
tell me why you love Devin. Opinions. So Devin came in, and some people that I talked to, most people that at least watch the show, hate Devin because he's a little bit, he's sleazy, he's whatever. And
he's a little snaky.
Yeah, I really like him because he seems like he's very smart. And everything he said on the challenge has made sense to me, like kind of strategy. Like everything he said, it's like, that makes sense. That's something I would do. And right. The way he kind of butted heads with Bananas, and I remember his first couple seasons, he didn't fall into the banana trap and become one of Bananas' disciples, I guess you right. could say. And he was smarter than that, kind of went the other way. And it's like, yeah, I hate this guy. I'm going to make his life hell. And I like that. I'm a fan of him. I love watching him. I love watching all his charisma and his attitude. He's really a smart ass too. And that's awesome.
But yet he still does hold his own in these challenges.
He does.
Majority of the time.
I can't remember the last one that he was in. What was the season where he made it to the final and they just won elimination after elimination by drawing skulls? Let me see.
Oh my God. Yes. That's right. I do remember that because that was crazy.
It was Rivals. Yep. I remember that they got voted out and then they came back and then they drew like 6 get out of jail free cards the whole time. And I don't know. I always root for him. He's one of my favorites. I wouldn't say favorites to win, but he's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Just a fan favorite on the show. We love having Devin on the show. Always bring him back.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Then moving on to Darrell Taylor.
Darrell, why is he back again?
So I don't know because, you know, I think the last time we saw him might have also been Dirty 30. I think, and that was like his first time coming back in a minute.
Yeah, he's taking some time off. And he was kind of before my time when I got into the challenge.
Me too.
So
I didn't watch too much of him. Dirty 30 is when I think I sort of got a feel for him. But well, he just kind of seems all business.
Oh, he's all business. If I look at him, if they go to his head, his a face shot of him just on the screen when I'm watching, I get a little bit scared. He's pretty intimidating. And like you said, he's there for business.
No, I agree. Well, he also is one of the, I feel, older contestants along with CT. So
yeah, he's got a bunch of kids. I think he's won 4 times. So he knows what it takes.
He's a champ. I mean, he is a champ. This would be his 9th challenge, but already he has almost half of those are wins under his belt. So
yeah, so
that's a good reputation to have.
Yeah, he's that hard-nosed player. The thing that comes to mind with him is anyone going to cross him? And if they do, are they going to beat him in an elimination? He's not the most socially ideal player. That's not his
right. His
strong suit, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see how that works out. It's kind of a hit or miss.
Right. If the right challenge comes along, he can definitely be taken out.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Fessy is coming back.
Fessy.
After last season. So this is the second season on the show. What are your thoughts on Fessy?
So I don't know too much about Fessy. I just know he's a beast.
But he used to be a football player.
Yeah, he's a football player. So I mean, he's just gonna try to overpower you. That's all I can say.
I mean, he is a big man.
Yep,
he's built like a god almost.
He's chiseled.
He's got to be almost 7 feet, right? I mean, okay.
He's one of those guys starting out. I think he's got that mindset still where he's kind of that Corey mindset, not necessarily
Well, he hangs out with Corey.
Yeah. So I think he's trying to fill, he's in the shadow of Corey, not necessarily saying that he's behind Corey, but he's looking at Corey as that role model.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still kind of living that dream. I mean, he's here for business, but he's also liking the pleasure that comes with
it. Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people last season were nervous to go up against Fessy, so they never really threw him in. So that's sort of what saved him, I feel like, most of the time, just because he is so big that if it came down to, you know, like one of those ball challenges where you're just in a circle and you have to just like grab a ball out of someone's hand,
Oh, he's no way.
Right. So I feel a lot of times he didn't get thrown in just because of his size and everything.
Yeah, I just
which
say
is a plus for him.
I would say fuck that.
Yeah, definitely. Should just see how different maybe he'll play his second season since
He's got a
might not be as nervous. Yeah, maybe he'll stab some more people in the back. You know, I feel like he was pretty loyal last season.
Yeah, maybe he'll take a couple more risks here and there. We'll see what he has to, what he's gonna whip up.
Moving on to Jay Starrett, second challenge. He did very well last season, although he didn't make it very far, but he also had the whole house against him because of Johnny Bananas. So
right, he fell into that kind of trap.
He kept going in. Yeah, he kept getting, he was the poor soul that kept getting put into the challenge.
Which is, you hate
elimination
to see
rounds. Yeah.
Even for people you hate. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. He just got on the wrong end of that season.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what's going to happen this season since there's no Bananas.
Right.
Maybe he'll last a little bit longer. Also, he had no social game last season. Like, absolutely. Right. Like, he didn't even try to talk to anybody. He just, like, accepted his fate as, like, the most hated person in the house.
Oh, yeah. I think he'll do all right this season. I don't think he's anywhere close to coming to a final, but I think he'll maybe finish halfway through the pack. I think that's where he stands right now.
He's definitely stronger than I thought he was going to be when he finally got put to the test.
Yeah, so we'll see if he can hold his own. I'm actually a big Survivor fan too, so there's a couple people, including him, I've seen on Survivor.
Do you think being on Survivor gives you like a special, I don't know, maybe like edge over some other people since it is such a social kind of game, you know, in a similar way? They do these challenges. They also vote, you know, who to get out.
Yep. I would say Survivor teaches you a lot about loyalty because you don't see anyone backstabbing anyone there. You do, but it's very, very scarce and you don't. It's not really the game about that. It's more making alliances and trying to team up against one other alliance here and there. So I think that's kind of what he fell into the first season with loyalty. There's not much necessarily physical attributes that come into play in Survivor too much, but I would say the endurance of living on an island for 30 days with only eating rice definitely teaches you a thing or two, for sure.
Right. Okay, yeah. I get that. I mean, at least at the challenge, I guess, you know, they give you your three meals.
You gotta get used to it.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Josh Martinez. This is gonna be his fourth season on the challenge.
Don't get me started on Josh.
Oh, Joshy Josh.
He is the most hated person, I think, in any reality show I've ever seen. Personally.
Really?
I hate him. So let's start out. I actually watched Big Brother 19, which he was on.
Okay, I see. I don't really watch Big Brother. So these people who are coming from Big Brother, I don't know what their games are and stuff.
So that's the same with me, actually. One summer, whenever that was on, I saw it. I've never watched Big Brother before. And I'm like, I kind of like these reality. I'll give it a shot. Why not? I heard some things I've never watched before. I'll give it a shot. That was the season Josh won. From the first episode, he was the most immature, sassy, and did not know how to interact with people. Person I've ever seen, at least from my point of view. That's what I thought.
So he's kind of the same.
Exactly the same. And when he won that season, I'm like, I'm never watching Big Brother again. Because someone like that should not win. That's another story. Whatever.
Okay.
When I saw he was going to be on the challenge, I'm just like, oh boy, I hope he gets his ass beat.
And but, he did the first season. He got out on the first challenge.
Yeah.
But then they brought him back because I forgot who. Someone ended up needing to go home.
Yep.
That lucky boy got another shot.
I don't know how he's going to take criticism because double agents, I think there's going to be a lot more social game or at least backstabbing deals going on. And I think he might crack. I don't know how early, but I think he might crack. Like he cracked a couple times before in the past. So
he has.
I root for his demise.
I feel like he's just a little emotional. And so
he's very emotional.
It's
which
hard
is
for
a
him
bad
to play the social game aspect of it all.
It's not a bad thing, emotional.
No, it's not. But he just takes everything so to heart, where it's like, this is a game and people want that $1 million money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He takes it to heart and he doesn't always express it or communicate it the best way.
Yeah, agreed. All right, moving on to Cam Williams. Coming back, Cam the killer, killer Cam.
Killer Cam.
Killer Cam.
She is a bad woman.
I love Cam. She scares me, honestly.
She's like a Durrell. She scares the crap out of me. If I personally were to go up to her in an elimination, I'd be scared.
I would be terrified.
And yeah, that's in a good way, too. She's awesome.
She kills her. It in elimination rounds.
She means business, and I'm a fan. I love her.
I know. She's
straight
up.
She's straightforward.
Yeah, I want to see her win. I want her in the final four.
I hope so too. I think she's going to do well over the season. However
many people get into the final, but I definitely want her to at least, I don't know, get close. Get very, 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 very close, if not win.
Yeah.
And she's going to be in the house with Leroy. Leroy's coming back for his 12th challenge season. Isn't that crazy?
I feel for Leroy. He's probably one of my top three or five players ever. I love him.
I love him too. He's
so composed about everything. Even when Camilla got a little bit racist with him in the past.
Yeah.
He's so composed. And he's had the worst luck.
Worst luck.
Terrible luck. So.
Poor Leroy.
I think it might be Leroy's season. If not win, I just want to see him make a final.
Yeah, well, you know, him and Cam are together, so they're going to hopefully be a power couple in the house, and maybe that'll help them both get to the final. We want to see it. Moving on to Casey Clark. She came in second or third on last season.
I think she's strong. I wouldn't put it past her making another final. Honestly, she's strong. She seemed like she stepped right into the game very quickly and caught on. So nothing sees me saying. I mean, I don't think she'll be out early. I don't know if she'll make a final per se, but she's got the capability to. But she'll be up there. Cards
lay in the right direction. Maybe she will.
She's like Ashley 2.0. Starts out hot. Because I remember Ashley, not necessarily like fiery, but started out. Right,
but performs very well.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. To get you, to where you need to go. I totally agree. And then moving on to Kyle Christie, her beautiful, tall, British Georgie. Man with hair plugs.
His hair plugs creep me out. Like, at first, I didn't know he had hair plugs because I didn't really pay attention to it. And then someone told me, and every time I look at him, I was like, oh, no.
Well, I feel like he wears that bandana a lot.
Yeah, so you can cover it up, but once you see him, oh man, they're there. He has that sleazy, slimy reputation to him. Not necessarily the fact where he's like sleeping around, but just it's like.
He did do that for a minute, but.
He did. He had a tough season with Kara.
The girls get him in trouble.
Yeah, but I feel not everyone does, but the majority might lean against him.
Yeah.
For some reason, the first season he was on, I don't remember which one exactly that was. I root for him. I don't know why, but I root for him.
I secretly also root for Kyle.
It feels like he got off to, like,
he's actually very good. I don't even he, I feel like, doesn't even understand why he's so good at this show, but he is. He makes it very far every time. He really does, though. He does a very good job each season.
Yeah, I think he
never
does.
Like the first round of people out. He always makes it at least to the middle of the season or beyond.
Yeah, I think that he gets a lot of – he has a bad rep with a lot of people and fans. I've always seen him as that underdog. He always is
– Me too.
Chips stacked against him. So that's one reason I root for him. Because he's a good guy. He's a good guy. I've seen some positive stuff out of him. I think as a friend,
he's a good guy, yes.
that's
I mean,
exactly
he is very loyal to Bananas and that whole crew. So, you know, those anything are his past, people.
Anything past a friend, I agree. You don't want to go there. But if you count him as a good friend, that good spot, he's a winner in my book.
Yeah, so we root for Kyle. We root for Kyle here at the Believe in the Challenge podcast. All right, moving on to Nani Gonzalez. This is Nani's 10th season.
Love
Nani's Nani. Also just an OG.
She's an OG. It's we've been rocking silent...
with, yeah, we've been rocking with Nani for a minute now. But yeah, Nani also is so fiery. Like, I would never want to get into a fight with her because I feel like she would just tear you to pieces.
She can definitely sneak up on you. She's an OG. She's kind of that slept on OG. She's always been there, but she hasn't really done much. She's always been in the conversation, but hasn't really taken that step. So I've always liked her. I've been a fan of her, and I always root for her because I like that fiery stuff too. She knows when to take that fiery stuff out. She can control
it. Yeah. I almost wish that she would fight harder though. I feel like sometimes it takes her too late to like start fighting.
I agree.
When she's got everything stacked against her.
And she's emotional sometimes, but yeah, she does control pretty well, but I agree. She fought a little bit harder, took that next little extra step, more than an emotional step.
Mm-hmm. She lets her emotions get the best of her sometimes. Yeah, sure.
She cares too much sometimes.
She does. I mean, it's not a bad fault to have, but in the challenge, it is a fault to have.
It's definitely not a bad fault, but if you want $1 million...
And you're in a house with people who will stab you in the back for it, yeah.
Yep.
Agreed. We got Nelson coming back, Corey's BFF, so we'll see the dynamic duo killing it again this season.
Yeah, Nelson's he pisses some people off, but I'm a fan of him.
Nelson just says the wrong shit. He really does.
Yes, he does.
He just doesn't filter his thoughts half the time.
Mm-hmm. He can't control himself sometimes. We've seen that, which it's tough. And you're right. He doesn't think a lot of the stuff he says through. He doesn't think it through. And if he can get past that, he's going to be a great contestant in the future. I root for him because I feel like he always means well.
Me too, yeah. I mean, he always ends up apologizing and he owns up to every single thing that he does.
Yes, so he's a genuine good guy, but he doesn't know how to fully interact correctly, I guess you can say. But I like him. I root for him too,
and I also think he is a pretty good competitor. He usually makes it pretty far as well.
He is strong.
Yes, very strong. He is very strong. So I feel like, I don't know, him and Corey might come in with that, you know, dynamic duo magic.
1-2 punch, yeah.
That'll hopefully get them closer to a final. Maybe it'll be Nelson's turn this season.
Hopefully it will. I'd like to see him do well.
Yeah.
Let's see how long they can stay together because they're going to be they're going to have some big targets on their back.
I agree. I always feel like they got a lot of the house against them. Moving on to Nicole Zanata.
Oh boy.
Third season.
What I like about Nicole is she is just unfiltered.
Very unfiltered.
Says what's on her mind. And oh my, with the season where she had that love triangle with Laurel.
Oh
and Cara,
my God.
It was so awkward to watch, but I couldn't look away. I was trying to give her advice too. It's like, you can't do this, you can't say this. I feel like she, without all the kind of obstacles she's probably had in her life, she's just past that I don't give a shit what you think mentality. It's just
right.
Like, I'm going to get what I want, which she does. And that's what I like to see. She's done well, but I just hope she doesn't get on the wrong side of some people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she somehow pulls girls every season, which doesn't blow my mind, but then like also blows my mind. Right. Because then she was in that love triangle and then she's got straight girls falling for her. And I'm like, okay, Nicole is just one of a kind.
Yeah.
One of a kind. And she's also very strong. She plays the game very well.
She does.
I feel like people like Nicole.
Mm-hmm. I think
she's a likable player.
Yeah. It's hard to figure her out. But she's fun to watch.
We need more Nicole time to figure her out.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Moving on to Teresa Jones. She's coming back from being on the show for around 5 years ago. 2015 was her last time in the challenge. She was on Battle of the Exes.
She was all the way back, too.
Her partner was Wes.
We'll get to him later.
We will get to him later, but he would be a hard partner to have.
Yeah, he's just hard to work with. Teresa, I don't know too much about her. I have seen her, I think, on one season. I think yeah. I barely watched her a little bit. I like her.
She was
her.
Early on for a while. Yeah. Like
She was early on.
Yeah.
So I think she'll have that same vet respect with everyone else. She'll hang around for a while because no one's going to vote her out. She'll have that same, I don't really know her alliances currently, like if she's going to get along with CT and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she'll still have that vet status where no one's just going to vote her in out of the blue.
Yeah, unless people hate her. But I also agree. Like, I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, 5 years ago seems like forever, but feels like so long that I haven't seen her that it's like, I've forgotten who she's on good terms with and who she's not.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is if she doesn't make herself an enemy.
I know she's fiery. And I remember, like, you know, she's spicy. She definitely also, which I feel like you could say that for a majority of the people that are on the show, they're feisty, outgoing people.
Well, that's what MTV looks for.
Well,
and we applaud them for that.
I mean, that's just good casting.
Oh yeah. That's great casting.
Of course you want someone who speaks their mind.
Yes, that's what we want.
All right, so Teresa will be one to watch out for. We're going to see kind of who she gets along with and how she performs because she's kind of a wild card to me at the moment. She's my fan favorite. I don't know about you, but I love Tori Deal. This is going to be her fifth season. She and her fiance, Jordan, just broke up. He also was on the challenge. They got engaged on the challenge after he won an elimination round. It was big challenge, like history moment. I thought it was so cute. I literally thought they were going to have babies.
Yeah, they were awesome. I thought it was so funny. The first season that she started was when she was dating Derek something. They came out as a couple.
Oh, yeah.
And then when they started as a couple, then that was the same season she was on there with Jordan. And it's like, oh, well, now you watch it back. It's like, well, they're dating now. Or they were engaged. I thought that was funny. But how long ago did they break up? Because I know they broke up, but... So
they broke up like right around Thanksgiving. They both posted to their Instagram.
I love Tori. I've always liked her.
She's so nice. I think she's got to be one of the nicest people on the show.
She's so nice, but she also has that kind of quirky, fierce side. And she's got a great personality that fits the challenge very well. I don't know how well she'll do this season, to be honest. I think with everything going on with, it's in my head, I thought they might have broken up before, but I think if they had something going on and then she's at the challenge and he's back home, maybe there's
something
going on.
That's true. Could have messed with her head.
I don't know. That's a little theory I might have, but we'll see.
Yeah, almost like a Zach and Jenna moment.
Yeah, but I like her. I think she's going to have a target on her back too because she's one of the best competitors.
I definitely think she's one of the better females.
I'd say one of the better female competitors maybe ever. Not the best, but maybe top five. Yeah, she's a beast.
No, she definitely is. I mean, I think just like Cam, going up against her, I would be terrified.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Terrified to go up against her. And I think not having Jordan there is going to be better for her game.
I think she won't be distracted.
Because so many people hate Jordan, and then Tori always gets in trouble just because she's, you know, linked to him.
Yep.
So it's almost like a default that, we'll go for Tori because...
Yeah, so she can
Jordan,
play...
You know, like Jordan.
She'll play her own game now.
Yeah, so I think it's good that he's not there this season so that we can see Tori be on her own.
This should be fun. Getting so excited.
Oh, yeah? You getting tingly?
Oh, yeah. All those butterflies from the first season I watched are...
Moving on to Big T. This is her third season. She came... she's from the UK. Big T is also a... She's like a sleeper agent, if, you know, you could say that. She's very low-key. She doesn't get a lot of screen time because I just don't think she has beef with anybody.
Yeah, she plays that kind of... Yeah, like you said, low-key... I'm not going to cause drama. I'm just going to do my thing, which isn't a bad thing, but at the same time, it might bite you in the ass a little bit later. But I like her. I think she'll do okay this season, but it's one of those things that I personally don't know much about her, so I'm not going to put all my money on her. But I think I'm excited to see how she does.
Yeah.
Because she did well before.
She did. She performed better than I thought she was going to perform. So I'm also excited to see how this season goes for her. Lastly, we have the other OOOG, Wes.
Bergman. A Bergman.
Coming in for his 14th season.
With two N's. He's kind of been the enemy of bananas the whole time. I don't know if he's been on a season where he hasn't had bananas against him.
So. Well, up until this last season, towards the end, they had a secret alliance that then went public. But then, you know, Johnny Bananas sort of, like, did what was best for his game, like he always does.
Like he always does, and you can't get mad at him for that. And one thing Wes is really good at, he realizes that, too. Wes is smart enough to see, oh, you made that decision because of the gameplay. Yeah. Like, I remember when Johnny took the money away from Sarah.
That was cold.
Wes is like, I would have done the same thing. Like, Wes has that same mindset Bananas does, but a lot of people don't like him, really, I want to say, on the challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, people like him, but I feel like he doesn't have the same kind of following that Bananas sometimes does and that he's wanting to get. He's always been in that shadow.
Yeah. Well, I think Wes is just a little bit less charming than Bananas is. I think they're both very smart and they're both very good at manipulating people and situations to favor 100%. Themselves. But I just feel like he has less charm. I don't really know how maybe someone would work on that, but I think that's just something that tends to get him in the butt. And I felt so bad because last season he said how he just doesn't know any of these people anymore. Like he doesn't have an alliance with anyone because it's just a lot of them are newer or, I mean, I don't see him and CT like being buddies. So.
Exactly. Like, I mean, he definitely has that respect from there, but there's always that little thing about him, something about him. So I don't want to say washed up, but in lack of better term, washed up. I like him. I'm root for him sometimes, especially when he's butting heads with someone. Because he's smart. He's a really smart guy.
Yeah.
And I love to see that smart gameplay because not a lot of people have that and work it well.
I agree.
So I like to see that. So I root for him, but it's tough to put him up in a final because he never performs well. He performs well, but once he gets to that like top five guys, he's kind of always at the bottom of the
pecking order there. Yeah. Do you think without Johnny Bananas this season, he's going to make it farther or
not as
far?
I think he's not going to know what to do with himself. He's always had Bananas right there.
Right. Now and then he rallies the people who hate Bananas on his side.
That's been his role. Now he doesn't know what his role is. How about that? He's the man. I love him, but there's little things about him. I don't know how well he's going to do.
Well, that pretty much wraps up the vets. So those are all the OGs coming back. Some of them champs, some of them not champs yet. And then we got the rookies. I don't know how many of these people you know since they have not been on the challenge yet. They've just come from other reality TV shows. So we're going to start with Amber Bozotra. Amber.
Yep, I'm going to do my best with Google
for the people I don't know. She is from Big Brother, and she was on season 16. Amber has also been described as a little bit fiery.
Well, she'll fit in just fine.
And she looks I wouldn't say built, but she definitely looks strong.
I like her. I think she might be another Tori 2.0. She'll fit in. Like, she's got that fiery
Tour,
I guess. She'll be okay. She won't struggle at first. I think she'll be comfortable. But yeah, I can't really talk for her. I don't know how well she's going to do. But just from the little I've researched before this podcast, I think she'll...
people who do their research.
Yeah, I think she will. She'll hold her own.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well. And then we got another Amber Martinez. She's from Are You the One, the LGBTQ+ season. I actually watched that season.
Oh, yeah?
And she is also a fiery little cannon. And she very much speaks her mind definitely think she's going to be someone to watch, but she's okay. Also got to be like 5 feet. Like, she's very small, very petite. I don't know how well she would match up to someone like Killer Cam or Tori. You yeah. know, it was a physical challenge.
I can see that. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I feel like everyone from Are You the One starts off pretty slow. They need to get used to it, the game a little bit.
Well, I think a lot of people need to get used to the challenge you go on for the first time.
Yeah. So I think I can't say much about her. She might do okay.
You know, I like her, so I'll be keeping an eye on her.
Yeah, you got that background. I
know,
background.
But, you know, the skinnier people do tend to not make it very far in the beginning until they get a grip on how to really perform in the show. But
yeah.
Then we got Gabby Allen. She's from the Love Island and Celebrity Big Brother UK. So she's coming to us from across the pond. And
you'll make a splash.
She is a personal trainer. So she's very fit.
Yeah.
And she's also a spicy little mamacita. I watched her season of Love Island. If you don't watch Love Island, I really think you should put a plug.
I watch UK it when version. My roommates watch it.
The UK version, because it's just so much better. So I watched her season, and she made it almost to the very end of the show. So
that's
she,
awesome.
I think, is a fan favorite. I think she actually is going to do well on this show.
Yeah, so from that information, if you're a personal trainer, you can definitely hold your own in physical challenges. And the other side, she made it far in Love Island. You need to do some work to make it far in Love Island. You know how much turnover is in that show? I've seen a couple episodes, not full seasons, because that's just a commitment. But if you can make it far in Love Island, you have some sort of knowledge behind reality TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't say manipulation, because it's not too much manipulation, but it's knowing how to
more like a
survive a bit.
Right. I agree. She can socially, you know, I feel like she'll be good socially.
Those are two strong suits to have in this game.
Yeah. I think fans are going to like her if they don't know about her already. And then, I thought this was really interesting. We got Joseph Allen from America's Got Talent.
That's a stretch. I looked him up earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. So
where did he come from?
Joseph was a quarter finalist in the 2019 season of AGT. He's a singer/rapper. He looks like he's in good shape, but just from his socials and everything, I don't know.
He is a toss up for me.
Yeah. Toss up. I mean, for sure.
I think if he gets. The only thing that will help him out here is if he gets a good start right off the bat. If he gets in a good alliance or makes some good friends and avoids eliminations at first, because they always throw rookies in first. I think he might get used to it, but I don't think the challenge is ever had in America's Got Talent. So
no, this is the first.
I think he might get targeted a little bit early. I don't know. Prove yourself. Hey, you're a singer-songwriter, which is awesome. There's nothing against that, but
you're going up against athletes, so
yeah. Welcome to reality TV.
Yeah, like a reality athletic competition show,
right?
So it might be a little bit of a shock to see what he's actually going to have to endure, especially also like you said, going to Iceland.
Yeah,
I'm sure the challenges are not going to be easy, and you're going to be freezing half the time.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think I like how MTV is doing that, reaching out in all respects to America's Got Talent. I think that's cool. Let's get a little mix up here. Hey, if it works out, they'll do it more in the future or look for people like him. But he's kind of that toss up. Don't know much about him. Hopefully he does well. You always want to root for rookies, especially if you like him in the first episode.
Right. I mean, I know. I feel like first episode is really, it's going to tell a lot about who these people are.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Then we got Leo Rush, who is a former WWE wrestler. I don't know, because, you know, WWE is, I don't want to say fake wrestling, but it's still athletic. I know that much.
I would say it's contact acting.
Contact acting. Okay. I've never been one to really watch WWE.
It's basically you wrestle, but it's all sketched out, but you're still jumping three stories landing on a guy.
Right. So you have to be in very good shape.
Oh, yeah. So he's got that down. He's a character. He acts for a living. So I think I just hope he doesn't have too big of a head going into this.
Coming in, yeah.
Yeah, because I think he'll get along. He has that, he could have that person. I don't know much about him at all for starting out, but I think being WWE, that tells me he has an ego for acting. He knows how to act. He knows how to be sociable, and he's strong. He's a big guy. I just hope he doesn't have too much of an ego boost. His ego doesn't overshine other people, and they just like,
right,
what is this guy doing
and
here?
And then, yeah, it just moves people the wrong way. And then immediately you'll be sent in because you're a rookie.
Yeah, I can see that happening. But, yeah, you never know.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely excited to see what's up his sleeve. And then we got Lolo Jones. Lolo Jones. She is a U.S. Olympian, and she was also on Big Brother. And she was on MTV's The Challenge Stars vs. Champs in 2018.
Right. I don't know if I actually watched that one. I watched one of them, and it wasn't the best. I like these actual challenges better, but...
Yeah, so this, the Stars vs. Champs, I believe, was hosted in L.A. by the beach. So it was all very local. And, you know, I don't think the challenges were as hard as they normally are on a regular season.
Yeah.
But I did watch it, and I remember her. I remember she got, like, too emotional sometimes.
Yeah, I can agree
very
with that.
Hard on herself. And I think that's also going with being an Olympian athlete.
She's an Olympian. Well, I grew up, I'm so excited to see her. I grew up with a little crush on her.
She was on your wall.
I don't think she ever made it to the wall, but she was definitely there. So I am going to be excited to watch her compete, at least see her, because I haven't really heard much from her in a while. But it's going to be fun. I'm excited. When I saw her name pop up, I'm like, what is she doing here? Yes.
Yeah.
I like her.
And so. I think she hopefully will do better since she's had somewhat of a taste of the challenge.
Yeah, I think so.
She from her times on Stars
be able to handle
Champs.
Herself. Because she definitely can handle herself in any competition.
Yes. No. Well, she definitely performs very well. I think it was just more of the social game that was confusing to her at first. She eventually caught on. So I'm just like hoping she does better this season.
I hope she does very well. I'll be rooting for her.
Jacob's rooting for her. If anyone's rooting for her, it's Jacob. Then we got Michi Harris, who is a musician, and he was on X on the Beach. Little fun fact about Michi, he co-starred in a sex tape with Blac Chyna in 2018.
He's going to win. Any publicity is good publicity.
Well, it did get him on X on the Beach, so.
I don't know too much about him. I think he's moving into that reality TV.
Yeah, he's getting into the business. Zone.
Yeah. So I just, like I said with Leo Rush, I just hope his ego doesn't take control of him.
Yeah, because I feel, you know, sometimes with musicians, they do have this ego about them.
Oh, yeah. He's just going to have that ego. I feel like people at first will be like, oh, this guy's here? Cool, I was a fan. And then, all right, competition time. This guy is all about himself. I can easily see that happening.
And I don't know how he's going to perform since he's just been, like, on a dating show. So I don't really know what his, like, physical strengths are and his mental strengths other than – he is very good with the ladies.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Drama does tend to follow Michi around. I will say that. Then we got Nam Vo, and he was on Ultimate Beastmaster.
I actually watched that show.
You did?
I watched it.
On Netflix.
It was...
What'd you think of his performance?
So the show at first was a little bit weird because I like that like kind of American Ninja Warrior. Or Ninja Warrior thing. This one over the top, it was a little bit publicized. But just being able to do that is good for you, man. I think he's going to do very well in any physical performance, of course. He's very strong. Yeah.
I'm honestly kind of shocked that this show has never had someone from American Ninja Warrior before because those people seem like very athletic. They tend to do some challenges that I feel like would relay very well on this show?
Oh yeah, they train for a living.
I definitely think he's one to watch out for with that background.
He is. I just Googled him too. I think he's probably the most sculpted guy I've ever seen in my life.
Also, I was going to say he is very nice to look at.
He has abs I didn't even know humans had.
Existed. Well, he is a fitness model. So he is probably in, he'll probably be one of the best shape person in the house. Well, I can't.
Oh, he's not going to have a shirt on the entire time.
Talking about him is clearly already getting me a little messed up. I'm like flipping my hair. I'm like, is he going to listen to this? Yeah.
Damn, shout out your girl, Katie.
He's definitely one to watch and, you know, can definitely slide into my DMs if you want. But I'm sure he's got lots of suitors. Yeah.
I think he'll do well.
Then we got Natalie Anderson, who is another one from Survivor.
Yes.
And she was on Amazing Race. I think just from her background, she gets very close to winning, if not winning. I know she clearly knows how to do a social game, like you said, from Survivor. And then she won. She won her first season. And then she went back on the Survivor's Winners for an all-winners season. And she came runner-up.
Right, yeah. So the one season I watched with her in Survivor, she was the first one voted out. And the way that format worked is you went to an island. I forget what it was called, but
right.
Edge of Extinction. You went to that island and sat there with nothing for 30 days or whatever. And then you had to win your way back in there. She was the first one there, won her way back in, and then won the whole thing. The whole time she was there, I was very analytical, very impressed with how she handled herself and did everything. I think she's sneaky. I think she'll do very well because honestly, when I read the list and saw she was on it, I'm like, I was thinking she should be on the challenge from when she was watching Survivor. I think she would
really
be okay. Yeah. So I think that she's going to be someone to watch out for.
Like a very top contender.
Yeah. I think she's good enough socially to do stuff, to do well. And then she's definitely got the physical attributes. I wouldn't say a final, but I think early on, if she gets voted in being a rookie, she'll hold her own very well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think watch out for her.
Okay. All right. Well, then she'll be on my radar then.
And if she does get to a final, watch out.
Ooh, she's coming for blood.
Yeah, but you never know.
She's definitely going to be on my list of people to watch out for then. And lastly, to round out the cast, we have Olivia Jawanda. People call her Liv. She was on Shipwrecked, a UK show. And when I was reading up on her, you know, she says she has like an attitude problem. She's very straightforward. She's cocky. She's young. She's got to be like 20.
Oh boy. This is going to be fun. I hope she just comes in and makes waves. So yeah, I don't know much about her, but I'm rooting for that drama now.
Yeah, I definitely feel like we got a lot of people in the house that are going to bring the drama.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the cast. Obviously, a lot of them are people we can't very much tell how they're going to perform yet. The first episode will give us a good look into that.
Got some for you, Katie.
What?
Before we end this, who's going to win?
Prediction. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. I forgot about predictions. Real quick, I predict, oh boy.
Top three guys, top three girls. Because I don't know what the format's going to be.
Top three girls. I'm going to put Cam. I'm going to say Tori. And then I'm going to say Lolo Jones, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then my top three men will be... I just want CT in a final, so I'm going to say CT. Maybe he'll manifest and he'll get into the final.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to say, you know, weird part of me is saying Devin. I don't know why.
I was thinking that earlier, too.
I feel like he's not going to make it to a final, but then I have this weird gut feeling that...
somehow he's going to do it.
He's somehow going to sneaky his way in there. And then I'm going to throw a rookie in, and I'm going to say Leo Rush, the WWE star.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like that might have been the wrong pick. My heart was saying Michi, but then I changed it last second to Leo.
Hey, that's I like him. I had Cam and Lola.
Yeah, what are yours?
I had Cam and Lola with you.
Okay. Well,
I gotta support Lolo. And Cam
yeah,
is
well,
just,
that's your woman.
Cam is awesome. I'm going to say Nani, too. I don't
know.
That would
make my heart happy if she
got
into.
I think maybe that presence there would be nice. And then the guys, I'm going to be with you on CT.
Yeah.
I just feel like all good thoughts with him.
Yeah.
He's just going to get there. And then
we're going to manifest it right
maybe,
here.
Yeah. Maybe he'll squeak out a win. And then we will go. I'm going to say Leroy. I think it's Leroy season. Finally
Leroy,
gets over that hump.
CT. All right.
And then, let's see. I want to there's so many people.
I know.
I don't, because there's people that I think, I'll go Devin with you.
Okay,
Devin. Yeah.
No rookies in the final. I mean, I feel like I've been seeing at least one rookie in the final every season.
Hey, maybe it's one we didn't say.
You know what? That's okay. These are our predictions. These are our guesses, and we're sticking with them. I just want to thank you so much, Jacob, for being here, talking about the new season of the challenge. But we could definitely have you back in future episodes.
Oh, I'd love to be
back. And I just want to remind everyone that the challenge Double Agents airs Wednesday, December 9th. So mark your calendars, get ready.
Yes.
And make sure you are tuning in to the Believe in the Challenge podcast. We're going to be airing every Thursday, the day right after the show, to recap all the juiciness of season 36. And be sure to follow me on Instagram, Katie Wolski, at Katie Wolski _. Come talk with me about all the challenge, about the new cast members, about this season. And everyone follow you at Jacob Osaki?
Jacob Saki.
Jacob Saki on Instagram and Twitter.
That is correct.
Perfect. Give him a follow. Hit him up for some conversations about season 36. Be sure to like, subscribe, listen to the Believe in the Challenge podcast.
Do it.
On the Believe Podcast Network, we thank you guys so much for putting up our show. You listen to us, obviously, wherever you listen to a podcast, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere, anytime. We love it. And we will see you guys next week for episode 1.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.